I'm just saying, bro. Episode 96. I'm Earl.
Stuff. Y'all know the spiel. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Like, comment. Show us some love. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. Just type it in. Search bar. Show us some love. You feed. But, broski, you know, he just bought himself a house. So, you know, he been busy, man. So we missed a week. But we're going to get right back into it. You feel me? A lot of stuff been going on. A lot. NFL and NBA. So I kind of just wanted to start off with our squads, bro. I mean, obviously, Eagles, Cowboys. I mean, I'll let you take the – I mean, if you want it, you could take it. You can go first. But you know how I'm feeling great about my boys, you know?
I mean, that great, man. I don't know what you want me to say. We were supposed to beat the Giants. We did what we were supposed to do. We got to keep going. We going to face bigger tests later down the season. So we just got to keep going, bro. We were supposed to beat the Giants.
You sound real cocky, bro. You sound real cocky. That's a division game.
Sound like that's what I expect from that team. Because if you telling me that we got a defense with that same offense, I'm expecting you to beat the Giants.
Okay. If you explain it like that, then okay. All right. I'm about to say, don't sit over here and get cocky now.
And Daniel Jones got hurt.
Yeah.
You're supposed to win that game.
And Saquon and Daniel Jones went down.
You probably should have won it by more than 24. So
yeah. They didn't have Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton. They ain't had nobody.
Exactly. So pretty much they were supposed to win in my eyes. So I don't know what you really want me to say about that, bro. We just got to keep pushing.
I just
want to
ask you this. Do you really believe in your squad, though? Because I know what you just said. You just said, we're going to have some real tests, and you think y'all going to pass them tests. Y'all failed your first one. Mm-hmm. You think you're going to – y'all the next time y'all get tested, you think y'all going to show up.
You said we failed the first one?
Yeah, against the Bucks. Y'all failed. Y'all could have won that game. Y'all failed. Y'all could have won that game. Y'all had that game in your hands and all that. Like y'all had that. Like y'all folded. That was your test.
I guess we failed that one test.
It was first game, so I ain't gonna read too much into it. But still, it was one test and y'all failed it.
I feel what you're saying. I guess we failed that, John. But yeah, bro. I think we could compete with pretty much anybody as long as we stay healthy. I mean, our defense is looking way better. And we still have one of the best offenses in the league. So
what do you mean by compete with anybody? Like, what do you mean by that? Like NFC championship, get to the Super Bowl type time? That's what you mean? When you say, like, compete with anybody? Or are you saying, like, any team, like, any day? Like, you gonna say it's the NFL. Like, anybody can get a win. Like, what are you saying?
I mean, are you asking me, if I think we can go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Like,
I do think we can.
Why? Explain. He don't even got no answer. Look.
We have the same, if not a better offense that we had before Dak went out, and we have a much better defense, bro.
Okay.
I think we can, however niggas want to play the game. If we got to run the ball, we can run the ball. If we got to pass the ball, we can pass the ball. If it's a defensive game, our defense been stepping up lately. So at this point, now all we need is the special teams to start doing wild stuff, and this is going to be something crazy. If we start getting punt returns and kick returns and all types of crazy stuff like punt blocks and crazy like that, this is going to be crazy, bro.
So I want to ask you.
I'm not predicting us to go to the Super Bowl.
This y'all year?
No.
This not. Oh, all right. I just wanted to ask, because you know that's y'all favorite line. Every
I don't think
year.
This is our year.
I wanted to get you recorded. I just wanted. I'm happy you didn't say that. You saved yourself. I'm about to say, is this y'all year? You know, Cowboys. Every year is y'all year.
I mean, anything can happen, but do I think that this is our year? No. I think
you said y'all got the offense. Y'all got the defense. What deters you from thinking that y'all can make it to the Super Bowl? Like
Tom Brady is in the NFC.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is still alive if they could ever get it together around him. He's still alive.
You also have the Rams too.
You do have the Rams with Matthew Stafford.
We that still got when they actually start playing to their potential. Yeah. I don't know what's been going on with the Rams, but listen. I'm a fan of Dak Prescott. I hate the Cowboys, but I'm a fan of Dak Prescott. I like Zeke. And I like CD. Y'all always do this. Y'all always have a high-powered offense. Y'all always score a bunch of points and all this stuff. I just, like, I think it's comical. It's just like every year with us thinking, you know, that guy is going to shoot. It's like every year y'all really think y'all going to do something. Like, y'all do this every year. Y'all always good on offense. Y'all always had them. Y'all defense be having y'all times. Like, it ain't like every year. Now, last year, woo! Yeah, that was a horrible defense last year. We're not even going to talk about that. But besides last year, y'all defense don't be horrible. Like, come on, bro. Y'all always do this. Y'all hype everybody up. Y'all hype y'all fans up. Y'all hype America up because you know y'all their team. And y'all fall. Y'all fall on y'all face every year. And it's, I kind of like low-key want y'all to win one just so y'all could just, like, you mean, bro, like, y'all could finally get a joint so y'all can stop saying, hey, this year is our year. This year is our year.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
When is the last time we had players as electrifying on defense as Michael Parsons and Trayvon Diggs?
Stop it.
I'm asking you a question.
Every damn year, y'all got players like that. Y'all get somebody in the draft every year for y'all defense. Say y'all don't. Damn near. All right, let me read them now. Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, DeMarcus Lawrence. Who else y'all get? It's a plethora of motherfuckers. Like, bro, like, I just can't think of them right now because I ain't no goddamn Cowboys fan or whatever. And I don't have y'all players in the back of my mind like that. But, bro, y'all always have defensive players. Now, y'all don't have defensive units. Like, but y'all always got stars on defense, so stop it. And y'all draft them and all of that. So stop.
You just named the two people who spot Michael Parsons came in and said, get up out of here.
Oh my God. First of all,
he got dudes moving around.
Leighton Vander Esch.
Yeah, they gotta move around.
Injuries. That's the only reason.
Bro. They gotta move around, bro.
Yeah, until he get injured and then he gonna have to move around. So it's the same thing.
No, he's different, bro. I'm telling you, he's different.
But to be honest, bro, y'all always got players like that. The Cowboys always draft players like that. Y'all always get studs.
Jalen Smith for sure was a stud. And didn't he have an injury and a ball from
I just had a corner too.
Somewhere
I just had a young corner. What was his name, bro?
Who?
Byron Jones. Byron Jones. Another joint. And say he wasn't a stud, because that's why he got paid. That's why he got paid. That's why Miami paid him. He was a stud, bro. I'm not saying he was a star.
My problem with Byron Jones was he is a stud for sure, but he didn't take the ball away enough for me. That's what that was my only issue with him.
Everybody can't be Trayvon Diggs. Like,
he's
really getting lucky this year, bro. Like, some of them Jones, like,
some of them Jones are. Everybody can't be a ball hawk, that's for sure. But I'm just saying, Byron Jones, a lot of them Jones, if he just looked at the ball a little bit more and reached his hands out, he could have had a lot more interceptions. He's definitely a stud, though. We're not going to trick. Yeah. I'm just saying, I asked electrifying. I'm not saying as good. I'm not saying they better than everybody. These niggas are electrifying, bro. Like, they make a play and shit, it go crazy. They just make plays, bro. It feels different to me, but I'm still like, we got to see it, bro. These are young players. When the playoffs comes, it's different. When you see Tom Brady in the playoffs, it's going to be different. I don't care how good you've been playing all season. Okay, you came in, Trayvon Diggs, mess around, make the Pro Bowl. All right, you made your first Pro Bowl.
He making the Pro Bowl. He got six picks already. Sure. He's making the Pro Bowl.
For sure.
Something going on.
And guess what your prize is? You might have to face Tom Brady in the first round.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, like, when we talk about like that, I don't know, bro. It's tough for me. I think we definitely got a fire team, but it's like, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers still alive, bro. That's how I feel. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers still alive, bro.
Yeah. Rams, see, I don't.
The Rams, like you said.
See, I don't know, man. But Green Bay trying to get their defense together.
So you might be on to something with that Aaron Rodgers stuff, because they try and get their defense together a little bit. I see them signing players. I think they went and got Quentin Dunbar. They went and got Jalen.
Jalen Smith. Yep.
But they trying to do the damn thing, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, I don't. Hey, man. Maybe it's your year, maybe it's not. I don't never believe in y'all, because I just feel like y'all just one of the squads. Y'all just always fall in y'all face. Like, it's like, even when I'm rooting for y'all, not even rooting for y'all, because I hate the Cowboys, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I might have some money on y'all or something. Like, y'all might be in my ticket or something. So I'm like, yeah, come on, Cowboys. Come on, girls. Let's get this one. And y'all always fold. Like, y'all always fold in the playoffs. Like, every time. And I'm talking about playoff games. I ain't talking about regular season games. I'm like, it's about playoffs. Every time y'all get there and it's supposed to, all right. Cowboys, I don't know. It's hard to stop them. It's, I don't know. They got the run game. They got their best line in the league. Y'all didn't have everything. Y'all had one of the best defensive lines. Y'all had one of the best offensive lines. Y'all didn't had running backs. You know what I'm saying? Since DeMarco Murray. Yeah, it's like, y'all just can't figure it out. Y'all can't figure it out. Y'all had Tony Romo. He do the same thing Dak do. Look amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's willing and dealing. Nobody can stop the Cowboys. And then the playoffs come. And then same thing. But enough for you, girls. You know, I want to talk about my boys, man. You know, you see it. You see it. You know what I'm saying? My boys went and got that good victory. You feel me? And I just want to say, to all the Philly fans, relax. Re-fucking-lax. Like, I listen to sports radio every day, and it's really pissing me off how everybody is trying to kill Jalen Hurts. Like, they really pissing me off with this, okay? This man is doing what he can with a line that isn't healthy. Once again, I believe this week was his 9th career start, if I'm not mistaken. Can you give this man a chance to play his rookie year? Can he get a rookie year out first? He didn't get an offseason or nothing last year. Can he get one full season? Pat Mahomes got to sit out an entire year and watch and study and read. And you know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts doesn't get that. He didn't get that. You know what I'm saying? The plays that this dude makes are amazing. He's poised, bro. He makes a lot of mistakes too, but I'm not going to dwell on the mistakes. He's still young. He's still trying to figure it out as a starter, in the NFL. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, give this man a chance. The way y'all give the Trevor Lawrences and the Joe Burrows and those guys of the world, give this man a chance. Like, please stop saying we need to do this and we need to trade. I would love to have Deshaun Watson. Don't get it fucked up. I would love to have Deshaun Watson. But if it's not Deshaun Watson, like, relax. Like, relax. I don't even want to talk about anything else. I don't want to discuss anything else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't take Deshaun Watson over Jalen Hurts, regardless of potential ceiling, whatever the case may be? You know what I'm saying? But I love how poised the rook, because I'm going to still call him a rook. I love how poised the rook is, bro. I don't care what nobody say, man. He never, like, his confidence never falters. Like, I watch him on the sideline. He got the same. Now, sometimes he be looking like a deer with his, you know, looking into the headlights or whatever sometimes, but he never loses his cool. And that's what I like about him, bro. He keep the same temperament throughout the entire game, bro. And you have to appreciate a young quarterback doing that, because it's easy to get these quarterbacks rattled. Easy. You get in their face, start swiping, start touching them, start batting balls down. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to get to these dudes, man. That was a great comeback win against a great defense. And honestly, I will say this. I feel like Jalen Hurts got the team on his back. That shit, I'm just being real. Because of the coaching, which it shouldn't be like this because they got talent, he got the team on his back. Give my man some slack. He doing what he got to do. He didn't play. It's hard for an NFL quarterback to play a perfect game every week. All right? So I need everybody in Philly to read the fuck Lex and stop thinking this man going to be perfect every week. All right, as long as he do make plays and make those important plays to get us a win or try to get us a win, that's all I care about. So, like I said, I'm proud of my boys. I just wanted to get that out of there real quick. I'm so tired of hearing that shit about, oh, we need to get him out of here. We need a new quarterback. Shut up, please. Like, but like I said, my boys did a damn thing. Shout out to our defense, though. Shout out to Big Play Slay. He finally lived up to his name, man. Got them two picks. You feel me? It was a beautiful thing. You know, shout out to him. Just had a, you know, baby boy or whatever. So he was feeling real motivated, and I love it. Shit, he need to have a baby boy every week. Because way that motherfucker was strapping up, I said, God damn, like, what happened? And he was like, oh, well, yeah, he just had a son. I'm like, oh, all right, he playing for, he motivated. He extra motivated, yeah. Well, damn, where his wife at? Miss Slade, come on, man. Get that porn tank up so my man can have babies all the time. Because the way he was playing, I said, oh, damn, man, like, I'm loving this. Why defense play like this?
Man, y'all niggas was asking to lose that game the whole game. Y'all were playing like poop, and I don't know what happened. Y'all turned it on. I was happy.
Defense. Not the defense, though.
Well, yeah, not the defense, because y'all definitely held them down in scoring, for sure. Y'all was playing like poop at first, but that, like you said, they got a lot to do with coaching. I don't understand why Miles Sanders still not getting a, like, the I don't know.
I do. I mean, just said this today in our group chat.
I know, but
he always trying to bounce every run to the outside, bro. You got to think about that. Watch. I know you're not going to, but if you do get some free time, watch Miles Sanders, bro, and watch it. He doesn't know how to read the holes, bro. He doesn't know how to read the gaps. Like, he, bro, when you watch him run, he always, even going back, bro, I'm not even talking because I want him to play more. I'm a Miles Sanders fan. I'm not saying I don't want him to play. I just was saying a couple episodes, why doesn't he play more? I definitely want him to play more. But I understand why Nick Sirianni is doing what he's doing.
I don't. Put your playmakers
on the field. Kenneth Gainwell is a better catcher. That's facts.
I don't. Put your playmakers on the field.
That's facts, which I want him to do. And Miles need to be right in there with Kenneth Gainwell.
They both can catch the ball.
Kenneth Gainwell is better.
Oh, by far. But they both can catch the ball. I was about to say.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But there's last year and year before that, we've seen Miles Sanders. Third down passes, right in his hands. We've seen him drop those. Kenny Gainwell is a sure-handed running back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's facts. And
until he dropped one, and then.
But he doesn't drop anything, bro. He doesn't drop anything. He doesn't drop anything.
He don't, but.
Miles Sanders have dropped multiple. And I'm not talking shit. I'm a Miles Sanders fan. I'm just stating the facts. He's dropped multiple in big moments. Like, we needed this. 2-minute drive type time, like, to win the game, try to score at the end of the game. We needed that. Even last game, he tried to give Carolina a chance. This dude runs out of bounds twice. Now, unless his coaches told him, yo, run out of bounds, I just don't understand what the hell would be your thinking, bro. We just got the interception. Ice the clock, baby. Game over. What are you doing?
Ball down in bounds.
He's running, bouncing all the way out, like fighting to get out of bounds. That's why Kenny Gainwell's getting more goddamn ticked than him. That's why. That's simply why, bro. Like, I'm just being real with you, and I love Miles Sanders, but hey, man.
That's cool and all, but yeah, he
we need to let Miles run and let Kenny Gainwell be the third down pass to back.
Exactly.
That's all that needs to be done.
Exactly.
Throw Jordan Howard in there a little bit on them goal line stances and all that. Throw Jordan Howard in there so he can run, fall forward, get them touchdowns and all that. Like our Super Bowl year when we had LeGarrette Blount. Nah. We need a three-headed monster, bro. Miles not strong enough, bro. That's why he always trying to bounce it outside, bro. I'm telling you, he not strong enough to run it between the tackles. And if he is strong enough, he ain't shown me yet. I don't even want to disrespect him and say he can't. He hasn't shown me that yet.
Where he at, bro?
Why are you disrespecting Jordan Howard? I don't understand Jordan Howard,
my guy, but I need Miles to flourish, man. That's my guy too.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I'm a team guy. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. Fuck your stats. Fuck your 1,000-yard season. Put Jordan Howard in there. Fuck your 10 touchdowns. Put Jordan Howard in there.
You think y'all can win the Super Bowl with Hurts this year?
Yes. Oh, no, no, not this year. No. You start going crazy. You try to catch me. You think he's slick. No, not this year. Not this year. But yeah, I think we can win. He's poised. You can't teach that. You can't teach what he has. He has it. When you know, you hear them experts and all that stuff when they say he has the it factor. He just has it. You can't teach that. You can't give that to somebody. You can't gift it to him. None of that shit. You can't program it in him. Who?
Dak.
I know he been at, bro. You can't sit here and I'm a Dak fan, bro. I hate the fucking Cowboys. That's why I hate him when y'all fucking drafted him.
Lamar.
Ooh, and let's get right into it. We can get right into that. I'm happy you brought that up, bro. Lamar,
That boy different, man.
The wide receiver slash running back?
Yeah, him, bro.
He did something the GOAT never did?
Yeah, bro.
What was it, 442?
I don't know what it was. It was a lot.
It was like 442 yards.
400 and a lot of yards.
Couple tutties. 460 yards on the ground.
Yep.
So he got 500 yards total.
Easy work.
That's not even the kicker, though. Completion percentage. 85%.
Easy work. He missed six passes.
He missed six passes.
But he threw 40-something of them.
Think about that. Like, that's nobody. He's the first, right? I believe he was the first quarterback to ever do that. To throw for that many yards. No. I'm not even going to question. That many yards
with the completion percentage, for sure.
Yes.
He's for sure.
Not Tom Brady. For sure. I think Tom Brady is underneath. No. It was Drew Brees and then Tom Brady underneath him. Think about that for a second. Like, think about that. This is the running back wide receiver. The person that y'all said coming out of Louisville was supposed to change his position. That's what y'all said.
They tried to Terrell Pryor, my man.
They said he can't throw. He was out there dealing. He was out there dealing on Monday. I couldn't tell on Monday he can't throw. Because even on the two-point conversion at the end and stuff, like, he was really sitting in the pocket. Like, I feel like he was trying to prove a point to, like, everybody. Like, yo, I can sit in the pocket. Like, if I got weapons, like, I can sit in the pocket and throw the ball. Like,
bro, why not? He can literally manipulate the pocket the easiest of anybody in the league.
Yo, if nobody's
I sit in the pocket, I can sit in the pocket. Y'all tripping. If dudes is getting open, why do I need to run?
Like, nobody in the league is like Lamar, bro. Like, you can't. Kyler is probably the closest.
Yeah.
He's probably the closest to him, which, like, some of those plays Kyler makes is just like, yo, there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing. He's just way too talented. But Lamar, Kyler, bro.
Kyler is a better natural passer.
Oh, for sure. Bro, he has a cannon. Like, yeah. Lamar ain't got a natural cannon. But Lamar got something
that Kyler don't have. So.
Yeah. He's an athlete. Lamar is just strictly an athlete, bro. Like, straight athlete. Like, you know what I'm saying? He could play wide receiver. He could play running back. He could, you know what I'm saying? He could do all that stuff, but he's a great quarterback. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
he made a couple plays if they ever get another quarterback.
Yeah, bro. Like, I just put some speck on my man's name. That's it. Like, that's it. Put some speck on his name. That comeback, we keep seeing it, bro. And maybe it's his year. Maybe we're not even paying attention to the Baltimore Ravens that much like we should. They've been having some crazy games, bro. And you know how scripted the NFL is. That's that the NFL kick to the longest kick ever. What was it, 68? Yeah, 68.
68.
Justin Tucker?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Tucker hit. Comeback win. All right. The Chiefs, John. First of all, and even before the field goal, Lamar converted at a fourth and like 20-something. I think it was like a fourth and 20-something. I mean, he converted it to get the field goal.
Facts.
I feel like it might be because we've never really seen Lamar be this clutch as far as coming back. You know what I'm saying? He's been good as far as leading the game and they're front running. But I feel like sometimes in those games where it'd be close and stuff like that, Lamar comes up short. This year, it's not happening.
We never seen him come from behind, especially this amount of points that he keep coming from behind with. Like, yeah. I mean, it just looked different, bro. If you told, like, it just looked different, bro. It just looked different. Hollywood getting open. Lamar,
bro. I mean, yeah, because he got
just looks so different.
Like we said, like we all been saying for the last couple of years, like if he get weapons, some speed, just anything, somebody that can get some type of separation, they're unstoppable,
bro.
Like literally, there's nothing you can moving. Do. Hey, I almost picked him up, but I just don't have no room. Like he's never gonna get into my lineup. He's never gonna get into my lineup. I would never trust him enough to be in my lineup. But, bro, I really think he's going to snap.
I do too.
Sammy Watkins got a hamstring injury. You know Sammy. You know he good for missing a couple, 3-4 games in a row, 2-3 games in a row. Shy Bateman might turn up, man.
he might turn up. And if he liked that, you know what I'm saying? If he liked that, he can easily turn up because Marquise Brown is going crazy. Hollywood going crazy this year.
Facts.
He's going crazy. Stupid. He's going crazy. So
yeah, and they're getting all the separation.
Mark Andrews, him and Lamar back on they think back on their shit again. So
facts.
It might be easier for, and then they got the running backs. They right back. They had all the young running backs, and now they got all the veterans, but they get the job done. They got a young bull, and then they got a bunch of veterans. You never know, man. These dudes might do something. I don't know. I wanted them to try to go get Stephon Gilmore or something, get another cornerback.
Yeah. I need them to go get, yeah. You right. But yeah, bro. I think this could be Lamar year. But I don't know how Pat Mahomes feeling, bro. Like I know they starting off slow. But I feel like he want to get back to that Super Bowl bag. He about to start carrying.
Listen.
I feel like he about to start going crazy.
If he don't, you better watch out for the Bills.
Oh, facts.
I think they got the best all-around team.
Oh, probably.
Probably in the NFL. League.
Yeah.
Probably in the league, bro. They got the best all-around team. Like, think about their team, bro. They have a squad.
If they stay healthy, that's a tough out, bro.
Josh Allen playing and all of that. Hey, bro, I don't know. We just seen what they did to him.
The wide receiver, too, is always crazy.
We just seen what they did to him, bro. They just disrespected him. In day crib. We always know Buffalo always play good until they got to play the Chiefs.
Facts.
It happens every year.
Facts.
They play good until they got to play the Chiefs. And what they do, they fall on their face every year against the Chiefs. Why? Because they always turning the ball over. They don't play the same against the Chiefs. I don't know what it is. It's like they can't get over the Chiefs. The Chiefs is in their way of going in the Super Bowl. Honestly, I think they would have already got to a Super Bowl. Not win it, but I think they would have got to a Super Bowl. They could have got there maybe last year. Like, who knows? But
that would have been crazy.
The Chiefs is always in their way. So, honestly, I believe this is the year that they got the one up on them. And I think they can make it happen, bro. Who knows? I know Pat Mahomes can't bet against him, but...
I wouldn't mind seeing a Tampa Bay Buffalo Super Bowl.
I would love to see.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I don't want to see Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl again.
I'm trying to think. Really how do you stop them though if Tom Brady healthy?
And stop them by outscoring them because their defense is cheese butt. That's how you beat them.
How are you going to outscore them?
Their defense is cheese butt.
But how are you going to outscore them?
How are you going to outscore them? Fry them, cook them.
But they gonna score on you every time.
No, that's not true.
All right, bro.
That's not true. We seen Belichick showed us how to. Belichick showed us. They can be stopped. They can be stopped, bro. They can be stopped. And don't try to say because of the weather, because I'm not trying to hear that. People say, well, it was because of the weather. It was raining. I done seen Tom Brady throw plenty of tutties in the rain, so stop it. He told me, all right, bro.
Get Belichick out of here, bro. That was a good game. Hey, they had a nice game plan. You right, but
the Patriots look horrible every fucking game, bro. Stop. Bro,
they had a good game plan that game for Tom Brady and them. But
yeah, exactly. So
my thing is when that we know them playoffs is different, bro. When them playoffs come, how are you going to stop them three wide receivers, bro? And if Gronk is back, I don't. That's a tough out, bro. Just like
bro, I think somebody can outscore them, bro. I think the Rams can outscore them. Just like they just did. I can see that happening, bro. I can see that happening in the playoffs. It's not basketball, bro. This is not basketball. It ain't no series, bro. I can see that happening in the playoffs, bro.
Yeah, this is going to be different.
Bro, you might be right. You might be right, but I don't know, bro.
If anybody got the best chance, though, I do think it's definitely Sean McVay and the Rams, for sure. But, out of the NFC, I should say.
They've slowed down Tom Brady before.
Facts. That's facts.
That Super Bowl was horrible.
That's facts.
But they would slow Tom Brady down.
Facts.
So, hey, man.
That's what I'm saying. If anybody got the chance, it's them.
Can we stop forgetting about the Cardinals, too?
Yeah, but
can we stop forgetting about them, please? Please, bro, put some spec on them, please. Just a little bit, bro. Just a little bit, please. I'm not asking you to say what I'm saying, that they are a contender, but can you put some
spec on them? They are a contender, though. They are
still the only undefeated team.
They are a contender.
So let's be real. They look unstoppable. How you stop AJ? No, hear me out. They didn't look unstoppable
last week, but
stop it, bro. Hear me out. They didn't, but look, we all have bad weeks. You can't be perfect every week, bro.
It's a fact.
I just said
that's that. It's a fact.
But think about this. AJ Green, T-Hop, Rondale Moore, who is a stud. Oh, bro, you called the shit out of that. I don't know what you saw, but you obviously did your homework because you called that Rondale Moore shit way back in training camp.
He's so tough.
He is flames, bro. He's a star. Any other team that don't have wide receivers like the Eagles, he'll be a star on the Eagles. He'll be a star, like a stud. Like he'd be like Tyreek. He'd be like Tyreek Hill on the Eagles, like a godsend to the Eagles, whatever. But it just so happens he's in a crazy offense. But like I said, AJ Green, D-Hop, you got Rondale Moore. Oh, don't forget about Christian Kirk because he ain't no scrub. Still got Christian Kirk. They got Chris Edmonds. Got James Conner playing crazy. Got like 6-7 touchdowns this season so far.
Right.
Then you got J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones, Buda Baker, Isaiah Simmons. Like, bro, they got so many players, bro. And then they got the boy look Craven, some shit like that that they drafted this year, which he's a stud.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, bro, their defense is all right, bro. They just got to get it together. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the Cardinals, too. The Cardinals can beat Tampa Bay. I can see them doing that. Like, I can see them outscoring them because Tampa Bay's secondary is so horrible that D-Hop and all them boys getting off. You know what I'm saying? It's a shootout. And I hate to say this because it sounds crazy, but I'm going to say it. I would take Kyler Murray over Tom Brady in that game just simply because I think he might be able to control the clock just a tad bit more because he runs. And Tom Brady and Bucks really don't have a run game. That's the only reason why I'm saying that. Because you got Kyler, James Conner, and Chris Edmonds that can all run. If the coach is smart, play the role right, it could be done. You can outscore. I would take Kyler Murray in that game over Tom Brady. I would do it. And I know, bro. Shake your head. Everybody.
I don't even know what to say, bro. You already know what you did. You just bet against Tom Brady.
But what you – I'm not comparing skill.
I didn't say you.
Saying is in a playoff game, bro, this year, the way it's shaking.
I didn't say you are.
I think Kyler Murray can shake something.
All I'm saying is you're betting against Tom Brady. You're wild. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, man, maybe that's why I'm not a good gambler, man. That's why I'm in the hole right now, about
$200. Hey, shit, maybe that I bet wrong.
I'm too emotional because maybe I don't know, bro. I just watch Kyler. Like I said, he's like Lamar. Like, when he's running, there's nothing you can do. Like, it's like you try to chase him. You're not catching him. And then he has the greatest slide ever. Like, I don't know how to – well, I know because he played baseball.
Yeah, so,
but he has the greatest slide ever. He know how to slide. He just know how to – the angles. He know how to work the angles and all that. And he has a naturally gifted arm. He has a cannon. That's all I'm saying. You know, he's a more talented quarterback than Tom Brady.
He's literally Russ 2.0. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild.
It's crazy.
You see Russ and you be like, hey, there's no way you can replicate Russell Wilson.
Athletic Russ, bro.
Yep. A faster Russ.
Like, how does that even make sense?
It's wild. So that's what I'm saying though, bro. Like, if you is gonna take a bet against the GOAT, it'll be somebody like that, like Lamar or Kyler. Or if I do take that dumb bet, it's gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be worth like, well. At least I went out with Kyler. It wasn't like I didn't go out with Taylor Heineke or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a solid pick. You know what I'm saying?
Went out and got a Heineken.
Yeah. Heineken. But I mean, as far as the NFL, I mean, I really didn't have much to talk about, really, because besides the Chiefs stinking it up. And I wanted to shout out the Chargers because real quick. We all know the Chargers have been in a great team for the last couple of years, even when Phillip Rivers was on the squad. The reason I don't know what was going on with the Chargers, I think they was cursed. Somebody sold their soul. Something happened because they were losing so many close games. It was sickening. Like, they would, I've never seen a team lose that many games by 7 points or less. I think they might have beat the record. I think they might have beat the record, bro. So I just want to give them their credit. Give them their flowers, bro, because they winning them close games this year, and they doing the damn thing, and they looking dangerous, too. So Pat Mahomes and all them other teams in the AFC need to watch out for them, too. Like, it's this year, and I know it's still early. It's looking competitive. That's all I'm going to say.
It's looking very competitive, bro. I'm just dreading whatever that next all-out injury week is.
Oh man, yeah.
We already had one early this year, so you know it's at least a second wave coming. Maybe the third wave of chill, but you know the second wave coming at some point.
Yeah, I'm just
it always happen every year, bro.
Bro, I told you I'm praying for them ACLs, MCLs, Achilles, all of that. I'm praying, bro. Like,
facts.
This has been a great season. And one more thing I want to shout out. The goddamn schedule makers. Whoever made the schedules this year,
Shout out to you, bro.
Every Monday night game is crazy. Every Thursday night game been crazy. Like, it'd be multiple games on Sunday that'd be stupid. The Sunday night games be crazy. Yo, shout out to the schedule makers in the NFL. Y'all understood the assignment this year. Y'all really did.
Understood the assignment?
Who?
The NBA. But that's a topic for another podcast.
What about the NBA though? What you mean by that?
You seen them opening day schedules?
I actually didn't. I didn't.
That's cool. That's a topic for another podcast. Another episode.
But with the NBA though, I did want to comment real quick. I wanted to ask how you feel about Kyrie and this unvaccinated thing. And I'm not talking about the vaccination. That's not what we talk about. I'm talking about how you feel about Kyrie and what he's standing on.
I feel like if he's willing to sacrifice whatever he got to sacrifice to stand on that, then that's...
So you think he's selfish? Like, do you think he's selfish for that shit?
Not really. I mean...
Because now they're saying they're not going to extend him. No more extension. They're not offering him that. And they not going to let him play in the home games or nothing. Like, they not going to let him play with the team or practice. Like, he basically not on the squad no more. So, he might as well retire.
I feel like.
Which I think he's going to do.
I feel like he. I feel like if this was, if this the hill that's worth dying on to him, then I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't think he's I don't think he's necessarily selfish or anything like that. I mean, if that's the decision he wanted to make, if he's willing to sacrifice whatever he got to sacrifice, take whatever come with it, then that's what he wanted to do. I respect his decision. I mean, obviously he's in a position to be able to make that decision because a lot of people ain't giving up whatever them game checks is to not get vaccinated. So
then he's giving up that extension too. They're almost 200 mil. Almost 200 mil.
That too. So I mean, if that's what he's willing to stand on, then if that's the lead hill he's willing to die on and is worth it to him, I support him. I mean,
yeah. I just wanted to know if you supported him because I see a lot of people not supporting him, and I hate shit like this when we got a brother or our people. I ain't talking about nothing, I'm talking about our people. And we don't support them when they're going through stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like it wouldn't be like this if Kyrie had just a little bit more support. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's plenty of motherfucking players that think exactly how Kyrie think. You know what I'm saying? But they just did it because, like you said, they can't miss them checks or they in a different type of situation. They not Kyrie. They not a superstar where they got all these endorsements and all that shit. So they need those game checks. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I just don't fuck with this shit is just like, that's not fair. When has it ever been like, that's like this COVID shit. It's like me walking up to you, right? And I'm like, hey, bro, you got herpes? Has anybody ever asked you that, bro? You got herpes or you don't got herpes? You got asthma or you don't got asthma? Do you got, like, nobody? You never had to tell nobody your health and you know what happened at your doctor's appointment. Now all of a sudden everybody's concerned with everybody else's body, and that's why I respect Kyrie. Stand 10 toes, bro. And I understand it's easy for me to say because I ain't giving up all the millions and I ain't give, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the public eye and all of that, but that's why I respect him more, bro. Cause he giving up all that goddamn money, you know, because I'm not vaccinated. So I feel him, like, you know what I'm saying? Until I figure out what it is and what it do to people, I ain't fucking with that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna be a zombie in 10 years. I'm not, and not saying that you, I'm just joking with that shit. I'm just playing. I don't want the CDC thing to come underneath this motherfucker. But it's like, I just like, I just don't get the thing, man. Like, let me keep my health to myself. Like, let me keep my doctor stuff to myself. Like, I shouldn't have to tell you whether I'm vaccinated or not. I shouldn't have to tell you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my personal business. So I appreciate Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's a shame because I feel like he definitely going to have to retire.
Bro, my thing just is, like, you make your own decision. And like you said, the whole, having to have a vaccination card seems like an invasion of your privacy, low key. But like, you know, if that's the decision he want to make, I don't understand why people have an issue with it. It's not affecting their pocket.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, why is this a topic of discussion? He don't want to take the vaccine. He's not going to. Y'all saying y'all not going to pay him. All right. That's it. Point blank period. Stop even making this shit a big story.
Bro, even if you don't respect it, you don't have to keep talking about it and bashing him about it. And this,
yeah, assassinating his character and shit like that.
You don't respect it and move on. That's your,
exactly.
That's your choice. But you ain't got to give him hell because that's also his choice to make.
That's the problem nowadays, but we ain't going to get into all that. But that be what's wrong. People be too worried about what's going on with other people. Like, bro, let that man do what he do. If he want to give up $200 million because he don't want to put something in his body that he don't know what it is, then I understand that. Like, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure he'll be perfectly fine.
He might be another Colin Kaepernick. Fight for this.
Huh?
I said they'll fight for everything else, but they won't fight for this.
Yeah. Like, it's political. Yeah, first y'all said shut up and dribble and don't be political and all this shit. Now y'all being political. This shit don't make no sense. But like I said, I just wanted to bring that up because I support Kyrie. And I just was like, stand 10 toes, bro. Like, don't let them make you like Andrew Wiggins. Like, he was trying to stand on that shit. But they, like, you know what I'm saying? He had to make a decision. He had to make a business decision. Like, damn, do I give up? I'm Andrew Wiggins. I'm not Kyrie. I'm not LeBron. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, do I give up all this money? Or, you know what I'm saying? Then I messed up. And I already, you know what I'm saying? I got this house and I got. So I understand some dudes was in pickles and stuff and they had to do it. I get it, but
I respect Kyrie even more because he chose. Like, man, I'm not selling out. I'm not no sucker. And I feel like now people just so easy to sell out. Don't sell out, bro. Like, fuck out of here, bro. You gonna force me to put something in my body? But yeah, we're not gonna go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up real quick.
Yeah, I'm definitely not trying to get into that because I've been on both sides of the fence, and my thing always was do whatever you feel comfortable with.
Exactly. It ain't none of my business. Exactly. I don't ask nobody whether they vaccinated. I don't even walk up. You got COVID, you had COVID, you vaccinated. I don't care, bro. If I get it from that person, that's just what God wanted. I was supposed to get COVID like that or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not walking around asking people whether they got COVID or not, or asking them, can you put a mask on? Like, none of that shit. Like, all right.
I'm not asking nobody else if they got vaccinated.
Yeah. But as far as NBA wise, man, I saw you went to the Sixers game, whatever the case may be. Our young players look good. But we'll get into that next episode.
Yeah, young players look good. Ben Simmons pulled up before the game, allegedly. Yeah.
And we're going to get into all that next episode. We're going to be talking for another hour and a half.
We got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Jordan Poole, sixth man of the year, about to happen. We got a lot of stuff to catch up on.
So, obviously, bro got some hot takes for y'all because I don't know what the fuck he talk about. But, yeah, we just go. He talking about some goddamn Jordan Poole.
Go check out. Go.
I mean, I just saw him. I saw his little 28-point game. I mean, he was cute. He did it before. He had 30-point game before. Like, it was cute. He's done it before.
It looked different this year. It looked like he been in the gym doing two a days with Steph.
So what his 30 point games was? It didn't look like he was doing two a days with Steph then. He already done put up multiple 30 point games as a rookie. He was already cooking.
He about to be an every night scorer. Every night.
So you telling me they got a six man of the year on the bench?
with the greatest shooters ever in the starting lineup?
Yeah, bro.
That what you telling me?
Terrible, bro. I know.
So my prediction of them knocking somebody off in the playoffs, you think it might actually come to fruition? Huh?
Yes,
you
know I do. Actually, yes, that's I do.
Hey. I called this months back. I said, everybody forgetting about the Warriors. Y'all motherfuckers tripping. When Steph and Klay come back, woo-wee.
Bro,
when
Steph goes off the floor, he is not Steph, obviously. But his shit is chicken, too. It ain't Steph chicken. It ain't Klay chicken. But his shit is chicken, too.
It's also, it's the preseason, though. Okay. Let's relax. He's playing against second and third stringers. Let's relax.
Like you said, you seen him do it in the regular season, right?
Facts. But I'm just saying, let's relax. You said it looked different. I said he did 30-point games before and all that, you know.
Go ahead. I'm saying it looked different from his movements. Actually watching him play, it looks smoother. It looks more well put together. It looked like he really out there. He know what he doing now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It looked like he took that leap to me. Now, maybe he might not have took that leap, and I could be wrong. I'm just saying, from what I've seen so far this preseason, it looked like he took that leap. And like you said, we've seen him do it in the regular season already. He got a lot of playing time last year when them dudes
were
hurt.
And maybe that's contributing to what you see. So, hey, you probably, you know what it is, though, bro. I was with the Warriors sometimes. I kind of box score highlight look at the games. I don't really watch it, to be completely honest with you. Just because I be watching so much different stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I
was watching John versus the Lakers. What was that, last night?
It was definitely last night.
He was looking different, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, the movements just looked crazy, bro. They looked fluid. Like, it just looked like he knew what he was doing. It just looked different to me, bro. Like, them games last season, yeah, he had some games where it seemed like he got hot, but it just seemed like he just been hot the whole games that I've been watching. Like, it just looked different, bro. We going to see, though, because like you said, we got to see what happened when them stringers, them first stringers come out, and it's really, like, real deal. I mean, I can't even say real deal niggas playing defense anymore because niggas don't play defense anymore, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. You know, hey, man, it might be Lakers, Warriors, Western Conference Finals, but you ain't hear that from me. Matter of fact, you did hear that from me.
I like that.
It might be Lakers, Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Hey, man. I'm just saying. Like,
I like that.
The Warriors might knock them off.
Sixers going to the chip. Let's get it.
You see, I ain't paying that no mind. I don't know what you talking about.
Chippy?
You know what? You know what's funny, though? We can beat the Nets, though. We can beat the Nets. But you know what scared me about the Nets?
What?
Cam Thomas. Because with them not having Kyrie, I'm like, all right, that. Dang, got the big three.
He can
suffice. He can give you exactly. Excuse me. Hold on. You know what I'm saying, bro. Before he can keep the scoring sort of level to where Kyrie was.
He could give you 15 to 20 a night.
He could come off the bench and give you sufficient scoring. That's just what I'm gonna say. It won't be much of a drop off.
He could score. He could score the ball.
All right.
He ain't Uncle Drew, but he could score the ball, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so I'm kind of still scared of the Nets because he don't got no rap. He be Jack and KD. So a player like that, I know he gonna show up in the playoffs. I know he's gonna show up. He gonna be waiting. He itching. He scratching it, itching, but waiting for moments like that. He just one of them players. He got that it. Like I said, he got that it. You could just tell. Like, if you got KD in the corner, like, no, pass me the ball. And you over here, come here. Get this work. Come here. Doing all that and then hitting the shot. I don't know. So Kyrie, but I think they'll be okay.
I agree. But my one thing that scared me about the Lakers and the Warriors, the Denver fucking Nuggets.
They finally giving Bobo a take. Bro, Bobo finally in the rotation. Oh my God. Oh my God, bro. I forgot. I totally forgot. Bobo is in the rotation and I pray they not doing what they did to me last year with this preseason shit. Just going to let him play in the preseason and then just keep him on that damn bench. he is a star, bro. Denver front office, they're fucking geniuses. Whoever those dudes are, I need to know their GM name, all that. Because they geniuses, bro. They know how to pick them. I'll tell you that. Because Bones, he is like that. And I forgot. I don't know. I mean, his name like Highland something, but I know his Bones nickname Highland. Is Bones. That's what I know him by, Bones.
Bones Highland.
This dude, because I remember because of the NBA Combine games, bro. He's shifty.
He was different.
All the players on the floor, you could tell. You like, who him? Who the boy? What's his name, yo? The skinny boy. Like, who him? Who number? What's his name? That's
Bones.
Bro, he different. He ready. He ready, bro. They just know how to pick these guys.
He getting right to it.
Like, how do y'all just keep hitting it on the nail every year? Like, it's crazy. So, you got a point with that, bro. We can leave him with that.
That scared me, bro. But yeah, we can get out of here right with that, man. We're gonna get right back at y'all, man.
Yeah, sure.
Episode 96. Holla at y'all.